If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Harry from Maple Leaf is. Harry, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
All right, Harry's ready to rock. So, Steve, you've got to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing along at home, Harry has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, miss.
How many quarters make up $2?
8.
Correct. Which Weekend Update host on SNL signed off with, "And that's news to me"?
Norm MacDonald.
No.
And that's news to me. Chevy Chase?
No.
Colin Quinn?
No. In what organ of the human body would you find Bowman's capsules?
The liver?
No.
Kidneys.
Yes. In the movie Rambo First Blood, how many people did John Rambo kill?
One.
Yes. What mammal's most common species is the bottlenose?
Dolphin.
Correct. Who is Barney and Betty Rubble's son?
Bam Bam.
Yes. What number is represented by L in Roman numerals? No. You scored 5, Harry.
I'll take it.
All right. Here comes the most competitive man we know. His name is Steve Miggs.
Let's do it.
He's back.
Oh.
But is he ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go. How many quarters make up $2?
8.
Correct. Which Weekend Update host on SNL signed off with, "And that's news to me"?
Oh, man, I got Dennis Miller.
No.
Norm MacDonald.
No.
Oh, Jimmy Fallon?
No. In what organ
Tina
of the
Faye.
Body? No.
Damn it.
In what organ of the body would you find Bowman's capital?
Colin
capsules?
Quinn?
No.
Oh, I don't know. The neck?
No.
The ears?
Organ.
Oh, yes. Organ.
That
liver.
Is an organ. No, it's not the liver. In the movie Rambo First Blood, how many people did John Rambo kill?
0.
No.
1.
Yes. What mammal's most common species is the bottlenose?
Whale.
No.
A dolphin.
Yes. Who is Barney and Betty Rubble's son?
Bam Bam.
Correct. What number is represented by L in Roman numerals?
50.
Yes. Who was president of the United States at the end of the Great Depression?
Eisenhower.
No.
Roosevelt.
Which Roosevelt?
Franklin.
Yes. Which boy band had the song Step by Step and You Got It?
That would be New Kids on the Block.
That would be. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, and that is a win.
3 in a row.
7-5. Sorry, Harry.
I left him speechless.
SNL Weekend Update. I'm Kevin Nealon, and that's news to me.
Oh, my gosh, dude. I would have named so many different Weekend Update hosts and never got to Kevin Nealon.
He was a great one.
He was awesome. I completely forgot about him on that.
The organ of the human body where you would find Bowman's capsules. Our friend Harry knew that it was the kidneys.
Kidneys.
And, yeah, then you got everything else right. Steve, you did a really good job.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your big victory.
Appreciate you.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK is the number to call, and we need for you to call so we can ask you a simple question. 206-803-ROCK. We promise it is a very simple question, but you have to call so we can ask it. We're going to ask you that simple question after Scorpions. Ichiro Suzuki was absolutely fabulous at the Baseball Hall of Fame induction ceremony. And there was a really wonderful part where he was just showing some major love for his wife and shared a random date that they went on after he retired.
Shortly after I retired, Yumiko and I had a date night. We did something we had never been able to do while I was a player. We sat in the stands and enjoyed a Mariners game together. We did it the American way by eating hot dogs. Of all the experiences.
I don't know. I'm just kind of picturing him like in like the 300 level, just sitting somewhere, like, you know, kind of like in center field, just with the wife ski, just like having some hot dogs.
Like, so this is what it's like, huh, guys?
Maybe a bowl of garlic fries, too.
Yes.
Of all the experiences baseball has given me, enjoying a hot dog at the game is the person most responsible for helping me reach this moment is the most special.
They need to have like an Ichiro hot dog night.
They do. That's a great idea.
Right?
This leads us to a simple question. We will start with Richard from Granite Falls. Richard, our simple question to you, what was the last date night for you and your partner, just the two of you? Where did you go?
Well, good morning to start off with.
Good morning.
It was a few years ago. Me and my wife, we went to a DMX show.
DMX.
Now, he passed away. Yeah. He passed away a couple years ago, so this must have been right before that.
Yeah, it was a small show. I can't remember the venue. It was right there off of the I-5 El Corazon, I think it might have been. Yeah, what? Maybe about 500 people. At one point, we were actually got to go backstage. Because we were standing next to the security exit, so we kept going through the security and standing along next to the stage with all the artists. We're literally 2 feet from DMX.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome show, man. Even got to shake his hand. He kept eyeballing my wife, kept walking over to her.
I was going to say, is that why you guys got backstage? But okay.
X gon' give it to you. Wait for you to get it on your own. X gon' deliver to you. Knock, knock, open up the door, it's real. It's a non-stop pop-up.
Look at that. April 24th, 2019 at El Corazon.
Wow.
Sold out show.
Damn.
That was his last show in Seattle.
Go hard, getting busy with it. But I got such a good heart that I make the mother.
Then you think she's the fan of DMX, or was he the fan?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
We'll have to find out next time.
Okay.
Our simple question for you, Will in Puyallup, what was the last date night you and your partner went on, just the two of you? Where did you go?
Last Thursday night, the Dunes in Tacoma for Dropkick Murphys and Bad Religion.
Yeah.
Oh, so we were there on your date.
Oh, we could have had a selfie moment.
Dude, that's awesome. So what was your favorite part of that show? Was it Dropkick Murphys, Bad Religion, or what was it for you guys?
I enjoy Bad Religion. I never heard of them before, but Dropkick Murphys, that's my third time seeing those guys.
Oh, they put on such a great show, too.
Yeah, it's just, I didn't really care for the venue there because you have to park so far away and walk around the harbor and everything.
Yeah, it sucks to be able to walk on the waterfront and enjoy the great view. Come on, Will. The venue was awesome.
I've been singing its praises ever since we went.
Now, granted, we did leave before the show ended. I got to imagine I'd have a different opinion if I left once Dropkick Murphys ended their set and had to deal with the parking nightmare that is getting out of that area.
Yeah, no chance.
And it really did. Like, I get it, because like, you get the old punks and they just want to go to a crusty venue. And this was like punk rock at a yacht club.
Yeah, it really was.
Right next to a yacht club, which I kept thinking, I'm like, imagine you're at the yacht club being a yacht club member, and then all of a sudden you just see some of the crustiest old punks of all time walking around right by the yacht club. It must have been awesome.
Yeah.
Our simple question we will ask to Robert in Spanaway. Robert, what was the last date night you and your partner went on, just the two of you? Where did you go?
Easily 10 years ago. And it was the Melting Pot.
The Melting Pot.
Oh, nice.
Well, you know, it takes a while to get all your food consumed there. I'm sure you guys just finished it up about a year ago.
Probably. I mean, we own a business together, so we're super busy. And by the time the end of the day comes, it's, what do you want to do? I want to go to bed.
Yeah.
There have been a few date nights where we thought we were going to have a date night. We're like, let's just get the food and bring it home.
Done that so many times.
I honestly can't think of the last time we went on a date night, just Sid and I. Like, every date night we've done, we've brought Tatum because we just enjoy having Tatum come out. She gets so fired up to go eat at a restaurant that we feel like we're letting our child down if we don't take her with us.
You don't have to tell her where you're going.
I wouldn't, but you know, my wife, she's like, you know, into this whole honesty thing with
what?
Tatum. I haven't
with
figured
children?
It out. Right?
No.
Exactly. What about you?
Well, we went to see a Grateful Dead tribute band. Go figure. And we went to sushi beforehand, which was fantastic. 206-803-ROCK. Our simple question for Ted in Gig Harbor. What was the last date night you and your partner went on, just the two of you?
We were able to go out for our anniversary this year. First time in a long time. We went to a Korean barbecue.
Ooh, good choice. How many years are you celebrating, Ted?
That was... Oh, goodness. The boy was just born, so 2016, so 9 years.
Nice.
Ted, when we replay this, we'll edit out that little part where you couldn't remember. That way you don't get in trouble with your wife. Danny, what about you?
Oh, I mean, we go on pretty much every date. Every night's a date night. I mean, like, when we don't have a kid that lives with us, it's very easy to go on date nights.
That's fair.
But yeah, I think we went, yesterday for lunch, we went to the West Seattle Farmers Market, and then we did this place called Dumplings of Fury. It's our little favorite dumpling place in West Seattle. It's so good.
I want to go there.
It sounds like a Ben Stiller movie waiting to be made.
I kind of, actually. And honestly, like you need to go. They'll change your life.
I really do feel like, after talking with these listeners and you and I, we don't go on enough date nights. Married people.
Together?
No.
That'll be a tough explanation to my wife.
I'm not going on enough dates with Taryn.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove that to us, and we're going to hook you up with Creed tickets. They're coming to White River Amphitheater on August 14th.
Wait, we're going to that together.
We're definitely going to that together.
My wife's not coming.
One lucky grand prize winner is even going to get a backstage tour from Scott Stapp. Call 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 920.
It's time for Hook or Shook. The game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see Creed at White River Amphitheater on August 14th. That is 2 weeks from Thursday.
Oh, yes.
Not only that, but one lucky grand prize winner is going to get a backstage tour from Scott Stapp himself.
The frontman of Creed is going to take you around backstage.
So awesome.
That's awesome.
Eli from Tacoma is our contestant this morning. What's up, Eli?
Yo, what's up? I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, we are doing awesome, and we're going to spin this wheel and see if you are playing with Migsy or T-Dog.
Wheel spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be Taryn Daly, which it looks like it might be, or will it be me? Eli, it's you and Taryn Daly. Let's see if we win these tickets.
All right, Eli, here is your clip. Wait.
That's
fine.
Oh, I'm going to have to. I know what this is. This is easy.
All right, guess it.
This is Nookie.
Bye.
Ooh, that one is easy. You guys got to make it a little harder.
Well,
than
who's
that.
The artist?
Oh, come on. We all know who it is.
Yeah, do we?
I think he knows who it is.
Do you want me to give you...
Hey, why did I smoke this morning? Oh, my God. I listen to this band all the time.
I love that you're using mental gymnastics to try and make us just ignore the fact that you don't remember the band's name. That's fantastic.
Eli, I can help you. I can give you a hint.
All right?
The
hint right now.
The opposite of stiff is...
Olympus.
There we go.
See, I don't have the whole clip because apparently our computer didn't transfer all of the files over, just half of the files over.
You know what? It's Monday. Eli Stone.
All right.
It's good enough.
It's good enough for us. Okay, we're one down. We've got one to go. Danny?
Okay, let's go.
Are we ready for my clip?
Yeah,
I think
we are.
Oh, that is Mr. Bright Side by the Killers? Congratulations!
Eli, your stoned ass is going to Creed, baby.
We're going to Creed?
You're going to Creed!
Yes! Oh, thank you!
Hopefully in a few hours you remember that you even played the game and that you won the tickets.
Oh, my Lord.
The Daily Mix Show.
Oh, boy. If we have talked about something this morning that you would like to chat with us about, go ahead and call in now. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we will be checking in with the Rockaholics after Everlast. Throughout the morning, we have received some great phone calls, great text messages, but we have not been able to chat with everyone just yet. Right now, though, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, so call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. Call 206-803-ROCK. Kenny from Lakewood, what's on your mind?
Hello, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, listen, I thought of this question the other day. If you could, what living musician would you trade for a dead one?
Ooh.
Excuse me?
It's heavy.
What living musician would you trade for a dead one?
Whoa.
And now, I'll start out by saying I will trade Axl Rose for Stevie Ray Vaughan right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Really morbid.
I mean, look, Axl's voice isn't doing all that great, but I don't want to see him die.
I would say I'm going to throw in, you know, P. Diddy. I'll trade P. Diddy for...
Oh, that's a good pick.
Neil Peart, David Bowie, you know what? Chris Cornell.
You know what? I'm trading R. Kelly for Andrew Wood from Mother Love.
There you go. Look at this. You figured it out.
Now I'm having fun with this topic. I don't want to see Axl Rose die anytime soon.
No.
Kenny.
Oh, Kenny. 206-803-ROCK.
Danny, what's your pick?
It would have to be, it would probably be P. Diddy too, and I'd probably bring back Kurt Cobain.
There you go. Trade for trade.
Easy enough.
Can Kurt Cobain come back and kill P. Diddy with his guitar, like smash it over his head?
Yeah, and also, are we getting like 27-year-old Kurt back, or are we getting like old man Kurt?
Yeah, because he might be really folky now.
That's fine.
Okay.
It's just a phase.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, powered by the 2025 Washington State Fair Summer Concert Series. Juan from Maple Valley. We've been talking about Happy Gilmore 2 throughout the morning. How many times have you seen it?
I've seen it 3 times, Friday, Saturday, and yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
Juan, do you not have a hobby?
What did you think of it, Juan?
I liked it. I really did like it. I brought a big smile. We laughed. My wife and I laughed a lot.
I felt like when the jokes hit, they were freaking hilarious. And when they didn't, it was just like, what am I watching?
But I like that. I'll watch it again.
Oh, so you're going to go for number 4.
Yeah. Hey, Steve.
Yes.
Before I sign out, Hulk Hogan passed away, bud.
No!
What?
It's so nice that people are looking out for you, Steve, and making sure that you know this breaking news.
I don't know how I can do the rest of the show. This is the first I've heard of this.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics.
We did have a couple people text in about the new Happy Gilmore film. One person says it wasn't that good. It was basically just a remake of the first one.
Well, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, it had to follow the storyline.
Yeah, which was very important for us Happy Gilmore purists.
Yes. Absolutely.
I watched it yesterday on my flight home. It was cute and fun. Haters gonna hate. They just have no taste from Rose and Tacoma.
That's right, Rose.
Honestly, it's worth it just for the, I felt like the montage.
Yes.
And also drunk Happy Gilmore was pretty fun.
So fun. And it was nice seeing all like the, you know, like the current big name golfers in there. And then some of the old school guys like Fred Couples and Jack Nicklaus. I just loved it. I thought there were so many great cameos.
I am looking through Rotten Tomatoes, like some of the critics, because I do love reading the ones that are negative just because these are like the highbrow movie critics. Which, why are you asking them to even review this film?
Why are you watching it? Yeah.
This mostly uninspired and imagine-free sequel lacks the spirit and charm of its first film. The results are mostly witless, crude, and borderline humiliating. But at least they had a better time making it than I had watching it.
I bet they had a great time making it.
Yet another sequel to a comedy classic that fails to recapture any of what worked before. Every joke from the original gets rehashed. Every artist and athlete alive gets a cameo. And every character you love is either dead, drunk, or depressed.
Wow. I mean, I think people are reading into it too much. It's just supposed to be a fun movie.
Okay, this one, I think this person's just trying to make us all feel old. It's 29 years since the original.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
First one came out in 1996.
29 years ago?
Yeah.
Bull crap.
Yeah, they talk about it too in the movie because they say 30, but then he like edits himself later. And he's like, oh, it was 29 years ago. And I was like, wow.
Oh my gosh.
I was just a wee one watching it.
It's 29 years since the original. Sandler now releases his comedies on Netflix, which doesn't give viewing numbers, and no box office reports exist. He can just churn out garbage and not worry about what anyone has to say.
Is he still the most highly paid actor in Hollywood? I know he held that title for a while.
I think The Rock.
Maybe The Rock.
Yeah. Ooh, let's find out.
Okay, you. Here's my favorite review. I didn't expect much out of Happy Gilmore 2, and it provided precisely that.
People are so...
Oh, don't get so offended that someone didn't like the movie.
It's just a goofy comedy movie. Everybody needs to, like, jack down a little
no,
bit.
No, we expected Shakespeare from this film.
Seriously. Well,
yeah. I mean, it's definitely not the best thing on Netflix.
What is the best thing on Netflix?
Monday Night Raw, of course.
It's not.
Okay, fine. The Daily Mix Show.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, September 6th. That is the big celebration, 20 years of the Men's Room on KISW. The party's going to be happening at Black Raven Brewery in Woodinville, and it goes from 1 until 6.
Bunch of great bands are going to be playing?
Including the KISW New Originals.
Okay, other than them, bunch of great bands are going to be playing?
You get your ticket, and that comes with a commemorative glass. You get a koozie. Your first drink is on us. Head over to KISW.com to grab your tickets. Steve Miggs, you are familiar with the cinematic masterpiece that is Taken, right?
One of my all-time favorite movies.
And one of the most memorable moments of the movie from Mr. Liam Neeson.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want.
Get him.
If you are looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Spoiler alert, he did just that.
Well, apparently...
Wouldn't it be funny if the person on the other end of the line is like, dude, my bad.
I'm sorry.
Well, where can we bring her? And the movie's over. 5 minutes in.
Well, apparently, he felt that that whole sequence was so corny that he was begging the director to not use it.
That part blows my mind, because I think that's like one of the... That's one of my all-time favorite scenes in a movie. And it's such a quotable... Yeah, you know, a certain set of skills. Like, people always say something to that extent.
Yes.
As a joke.
It became one of the most iconic parts in that movie.
Yes.
But he hated it.
That's so funny.
I think that's so great.
Well, it's good that they didn't listen to him.
Yes.
Could you imagine?
What would they have said instead?
I'm really good at stuff.
Stuff and things.
Hi. But yeah, apparently, like, he thought also the movie was going to go straight to video.
Oh, like that's how corny
that,
he thought
that's
it was.
How corny he thought the film was. And it turns out to be the movie that really jump-started his career as like an older action hero. Because before that, honestly, I have no idea who Liam Neeson was before Taken. I'm sure he'd done some films and people knew him. Not on my radar.
Yeah, I think Taken was my first Liam Neeson experience.
And I think I've ended up like watching, if any of his movies show up on demand, even the ones that are straight to on demand or straight to Netflix or whatever they are, if it's an action film, I'm sitting down and watching them.
I mean, would you put him on the Mount Rushmore of action films?
For me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
That you're a big Liam Neeson fan. I love that.
Yeah, dude. I don't care if it's The Ice Road, if it's Blacklight, if it's Retribution. I'm watching them all, baby.
Clash of the Titans, anyone?
No, that's not an action film. His kids aren't in any kind of, like, distress.
No.
The Daily Migs Show.
We can't do what we do without you, Rockaholics. And right now, it's all about kicks for kids. And we've got a goal. We want to put 400 pairs of sneakers on local children in need as they get ready for back to school. And Steve, I know the donations have been rolling in. We're so grateful.
Couple just happened. Zach Ricketts donated $50 to Kicks for Kids. And big shout out to Brandon Franks joining the 69 Club, donating $69. Anybody can help. Any amount helps, from $5 to $500 to even $1,000.
Go to KISW.com.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. The Seattle Mariners unfortunately lost yesterday 4-1 to the Angels. Cal Raleigh did get his number 41, though. 41 home runs. Oh, man, it's been a lot of fun watching him this season.
He is a freak. I love him.
Now up next to them, they're in Sacramento taking on the Sacramento A's. I guess that's what they're being called for the time being. Mm-hmm. But yesterday it wasn't about the Seattle Mariners, the current version of the Mariners, but it was about the past. And it was all about Ichiro getting inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And his speech was awesome. It was cool. I mean, you know, he's for years has used a translator, and he did the entire speech in English, and he just crushed it. I thought it was funny. It was heartwarming. There's some great stories, and I did love the nod that he gave to the Seattle Mariners organization and fans. And then at the end of that, also kind of took a funny shot at the Marlins.
I am also grateful to the Seattle Mariners for believing that I could become the first position player from Japan in American baseball. I have been in love with Seattle and the Mariners ever since. Thank you, Seattle. And to the Miami Marlins, honestly, when you guys called to offer me a contract for 2015, I have never heard of your team.
Sad part is they've won more championships than the Seattle
Mariners. Oh, don't even
say it. Anybody's won more championships than the Seattle Mariners.
This is our year.
Yes.
Police in California arrested a serial butt sniffer.
Danny, I told you we were going to get busted.
He was following this woman, sniffing her buttocks in a Nordstrom rack.
How and why?
Apparently he has a history of similar arrests and crimes.
Yeah, follow me around, buddy. I'll cure you of this problem.
This is Sergeant Stephen Turner and the victim, whose name is Michaela Witter, talking about the butt sniffer.
He eventually worked his way into the women's section, found a lone shopper, and started exhibiting some of the same behavior. Getting close to her, uncomfortably close.
How do you even do that and think this is a good thing to do?
It's making me really, really uncomfortable.
Crouching down as if he was trying to buy something or check something out or look at something.
So I've heard up to 20 women, you know, and what's happened to them, and they're all scared, and I know the feeling.
Ew.
I don't even understand that. Like, I'm trying to get inside the head of somebody who clearly needs some help.
Yeah, well, he might be getting help from behind bars.
So, Seattle, you might want to step it up when it comes to making babies.
Oh.
That's right, because Seattle ranks dead last in U.S. cities for having kids. Only 2.6 birth rate. In an unrelated story, it also says Seattle ranks first in happiest cities. I'm not sure what that connection is. In all seriousness, I guess the locals, they cite the high cost of living and the large number of young transplants as a reason for that. I can understand the high cost of living. It's like, even I get in my head sometimes now where I'm like, oh my gosh, my daughter's going to need a cell phone and a car. And I'm like, she's only 5. I have some time to worry about this.
But it is very expensive having kids. It's insane. I mean, just even the cost of childcare is bananas.
And then if you take them to Family Fun Center, it gets even more expensive.
How much did you spend there over
the
weekend,
Steve? Let's not talk about that, Taryn, but let's just say it was not under
$100. Oh, no.
Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 78 degrees. It's going to be a nice day today. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.